France, they call it Robert et Raymond.
In Spain, they call it Robert et Raymond.
In Germany, they call it Robert und Raymond.
In China, they call it...
But in America, they call it...
Bob and Ray.
Now, boys, that's the way I like to have you.
Hello,
open
Mary.
Your show. So cultural, don't you know?
Yeah.
So international, too, I think. Where did you ever learn to speak all those languages?
Oh, just traveling around.
Think of that. Let's see, there was French there, wasn't
French,
there?
Sure.
Spanish and German.
Mm-hmm.
What was that last one?
Chinese.
Do you speak any other lingos?
Yeah.
Was that one?
Yeah, Swedish.
What do you know, honestly? Any others at all?
No.
What was that in?
In the negative.
Oh, now stop, Bob. Oh, I could stand here talking to you for hours, but I have to go out the kitchen now and put some Catawba grapes in my Tutti Frutti.
Yes, all right. I understand anyway that we're going to have a... Well, we are having a visit right now from Webley Webster.
Yes, sir.
Goodwill Ambassador.
To be with you again, Bob and Ray.
Webb, I haven't seen you for some time.
And welcome, and it's good to be here.
We're
yes.
welcoming you to the program. That's
yes,
what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
All the way in from your home in Canton, huh?
I'm in, Bob, from Canton... Illinois.
Canton, Illinois.
Yes, sir. I moved.
Well, are you still active in local...
I just moved from one side of town to the other in Canton, Illinois.
You've always lived in Canton.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, what brings you here to New York?
I have been elected secretary of the Canton Mothers Club. Bob?
You what?
I've been elected secretary of the Canton Mothers Club.
Yeah?
And, actually, it's just an honorary position.
Oh, they like you out there.
Yes, well, I can use a typewriter and get off the notes and meetings, one thing or another.
Sure.
Excuse me, but does this bicycle clip, is that on right?
Yeah, that's on right.
Well, I just wondered because it kept catching in the chain on a bicycle.
You bicycle all the way from Illinois?
Well, I'm here to present you with the award because I think both you and Ray Bob have displayed more guts than radio.
Yeah. Well, look, just a minute. Before you get to this award, you remember that for several months you've been coming in with awards and asking us to pay for them after you've given them to us. I think in the good, clean fun, you should give this award, this latest one, to us.
Well, I'd like to give it to you fellas, but I don't have much money, and,
you're not going to ask us to pay for it.
It isn't that I'm, tight, but I don't have money to go out buying Tootsie Rolls for everybody.
Well, we're just
you
not
see, this award
do it.
Is in the shape of a Tootsie Roll, you see, and there's a profile here.
Yeah.
About as a child.
I see that. What round was that after?
What's that?
What was the round that was?
Well, this was made when he was heavyweight champion.
Uh-huh.
But I got it, a little less now.
Yeah. But you're going to charge us for these, aren't you?
Yeah, it's just 6 cents. The penny there is...
Well, I'm going to surprise you today. We'll
for the
pay
ribbon.
You. We'll pay you the 6 cents.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you so much, fellas. And will you make an announcement about the garden party?
Give our regards to the mothers out
yes,
there.
Yes, I will. And thanks for giving me your free radio time.
All right. Stay here for the rest of the show. I'm sure you'll have a grand time because by that music that I hear now, that theme music, it's time for one of our gay morning shows.
Well, good morning again, ladies. It's time to play that wonderful game. Ladies, grab your seats. Now, isn't that unpredictable? The best in ceremony, Larry Luxner.
Wow. Good morning. Good morning, America, from coast to coast. And we're going to be a little bit different starting the show off today. We're going to speak with this gentleman right here in the front row. First, you look as if you're having a grand time, sir. May I ask your name, please?
My name is Freeman Dudley.
Well, welcome to our show. Ladies, grab your seats, Mr. Dudley.
Thank you very much. I stand prepared, sir.
You're ready to answer a couple of questions before we get to the big prizes, is that right?
Yes, I am,
What's your business, Mr. Dudley? You must be in some interesting profession.
Well, I haven't been well for several years.
I see. Well, what's your business?
As a matter of fact, I'm just beginning to get out and around now.
Uh-huh.
I got out 6 months ago.
Well, that's too bad, Mr. Dudley.
I have to sit down most of the time. As a matter of fact, may I sit down here in that chair now?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Mr. Dudley, our gay show moves along, and we'd like to ask you a couple of questions.
You don't know what it means, and that you feel fine the next minute, putty.
Well, sir, I was going to ask you your business, but I take it that you're not working on account of your condition.
Well, that's why I've been telling you how I feel. Outside, I realize that I look perfectly normal, but inside, putty.
Well, then you do work?
Oh, yes, I have to pay the doctor.
And what does your work consist of, Mr. Dudley?
That's why I was explaining.
Where do you work, Mr. Dudley?
I work in a bakery, sir.
In a bakery? Well, what do you do, sir?
I drop poppy seeds on poppy seed rolls.
You drop poppy seeds, huh?
Yes, and it's time for me to get over to the patisserie now. I wonder where my... Oh, there he is. Just a moment, Pierre. You can support me over to the shop, please.
What does Pierre do, that gentleman?
Oh, he assists me.
Oh.
He hands me the poppy seeds.
Oh, I see, and then you drop them, huh?
No, Pierre opens my fingers.
And now we turn to the trio, which is going to play one of the best songs of the day, I'm sure. Something they've been rehearsing for the past 4 hours.
Quiet, boys. Don't listen to
them. I got ideas.
Indeed. I get ideas with Paul Tobin and the trio.
And now a special announcement.
You have used Forbush semi-cracked dinnerware. You have used Forbush melted silverware.
You have drunk Forbush coffee, the coffeeier coffee. That's also tea-ier. And now...
Now you can eat Forbush simulated anchovy fillets. The simulated fillet that looks like an anchovy, smells like an anchovy, but does not taste like an anchovy.
Think of the pleasure of eating an anchovy that doesn't taste like an anchovy.
How often have you been embarrassed at a dinner party or soiree when the anchovies were passed and you refused?
Or just turned green.
People laughed behind your back.
How they sneered openly.
You snuck home with your white tie and top hat and your tails between your legs.
But now, everything has changed.
Now you can look your hostess in the face while you're chewing an anchovy.
A Forbush simulated anchovy.
Yes, Forbush has done it again.
Listen to these specifications. The Forbush simulated anchovy looks like a real anchovy.
Puny, greenish-gray, damp.
It curls up like a real anchovy.
Small, slimy, repulsive.
It smells like an anchovy.
No comment.
The Forbush simulated anchovy comes in a real anchovy can.
It even comes in a can without a key.
In big, bold, fishy letters, the label reads, Genuine Anchovies.
And in little, teeny-weeny letters underneath it, in parenthesis, it says, Simulated.
Yes, gourmets, Forbush has done it again. The name Forbush, stamped on a piece of semi-cracked dinnerware, means that the cracks are genuine.
The name Forbush, stamped on a piece of melted silverware, means that it is genuinely melted, not just warped.
And now, the name Forbush, stamped on an anchovy fillet, means that it is simulated.
Write for our booklet, Why Fish?
Address your postcard to Oily, NBC, New York.
And when you swallow your first simulated anchovy, say softly,
Thank you, Mr. Forbush. How are you fellas doing with your mule team?
Well, fine, Tex. As a matter of fact, we're all set to call
I've
in
I've been
right
hearing
now.
People talk about that everywhere I go.
Yes, they're making
the folks course. Over at the rodeo been talking about
they
it.
They have, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it.
I heard a cowboy say just the other day, where's that mule team going?
Well, they're heading west, as you know, but we'll have it all in detail for you in a moment, friends.
Well, how soon? I mean, I don't know whether to go outside and then come back.
Let the boys alone, Tex. They're trying to do a radio program.
I think that's a good idea.
I don't mean to spoil your fun all the time, but you
well,
are
Well, I was just
headache.
Trying to find out for myself.
Yes, well,
I didn't want to miss any of the dull parts.
Come along now, please, Tex.
Well, I tell you, I think it is time. I think it's time that we find out where this team is today, don't you?
Sure enough.
Oh, wait.
What'd you say?
He didn't say anything.
All right.
You people who haven't heard about this would like to know, I'm sure, and you who have may be eagerly awaiting news of the progress of our 19 Mule Team Covered Wagon Goodwill Tour of the USA from coast to coast.
Yes, those intrepid mules and their stout-hearted drivers left Cohasset, Massachusetts last week to spread good tidings and hand out samples of Woodlow and Forbush coffee from Cohasset, Massachusetts to Cucamonga, California.
Now, we've been receiving visible evidence here at our headquarters in New York that this trip has captured the imagination of people all along the road of travel. As witness the following letter just received. This one comes from Peterborough, New Hampshire, and it says, Dear Bob and Ray, your 19 Mule Team Covered Wagon Goodwill Tour is going through here today. That is fine. Keep it going.
And here's another tribute from RFD number 3, Pitkin, New Hampshire. I quote, The Bob and Ray Mule Team visited here yesterday. Our enthusiasm was twice as much when it left as when it came. Now, wasn't that a Jim Dandy?
Sir, and here's another one from Laura Twombly, Vermont. Your 19 mules passed my farm yesterday heading west. You sure have some game mules there. Is that game or gamey?
Well, here, let me look. Oh, here's another nice message. This time it's a telegram. Bob and Ray, NBC, New York. To help you map the route of your mule team, beg to advise there is detour south of Winooski, Vermont, which will save you 4 miles and avoid Winooski. Signed, Chamber of Commerce, Winooski, Vermont.
Well, now, aren't those great tributes, though? And that's the Bob and Ray Goodwill Tour. It means that it's caught the imagination of the American people. There's no knowing where it all will end.
What are you talking about? It'll end at the West Coast.
Now, let's actually hear how the trip is progressing. At this very moment, it's passing through Southeast Westport, Vermont. Come in, Southeast Westport. Well, that's thrilling, isn't it? Be sitting right there in your own homes across America and be able to watch the passage of this Goodwill Tour from coast to coast. Ah, it's the miracle of radio.
Now, if you'd like a hand-embroidered antimacassar with needlepoint pictures of Bob and Ray, the lead mules of the 19 Mule Team, just run up and tell the driver when the covered wagon passes your house. And remember now about leaving hay along the road for the mules.
Your local Woodlow dealer now has printed details of the route to be traveled by this tour. Ask him for one. He'll be very pleased to give it to you.
And make a note of this, friends. All Woodlow dealers are closed Sunday.
I was just out in the control room and some fat fella out there gave me this note to give to you.
Well, who could you be talking about? What's the note say?
I don't know who he is.
What's it
say? It says, this program was produced by Kenneth McGregor.
Oh, that must be the fellow.
Is that the fat one out there?
Now, yeah, that's no one. Way to talk about Kenny.
Wait a minute.
Boys.
He's coming in here. I'm getting out.
Well, that's about all the time we have anyway. We'll all be getting out right now.
Uh-huh. All right,
we'll be
fine.
Back sometime real soon.
Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.